Ladies and gentlemen, good day and welcome to the Vascon Engineers Limited Q1 FY27 earnings conference call. As a reminder, all participant lines will be in the listen-only mode, and there will be an opportunity for you to ask questions after the presentation concludes. Should you need assistance during this conference call, please signal an operator by pressing star then zero on your touch-tone phone. Please note that this conference is being recorded. I now hand the conference over to Mr. Akhilesh Gandhi from Stellar Investor Relations. Thank you, and over to you, Mr. Gandhi.
Thank you, Avirat. Good morning, everyone. I am Akhilesh Gandhi. On behalf of Stellar Investor Relations, welcome you all to the Vascon Engineers Q1 FY27 earnings conference call. We shall be sharing the key operating and financial highlights for the first quarter ended on June 30th, 2026. Today, we have senior management team of Vascon Engineers. We have Dr. Santosh Sundararajan. He's a Group CEO. Along with him, we have Mr. Ravi Rao. He's a Chief Executive Officer for Real Estate. Along with him, we also have Mr. Somnath Biswas. He's a Chief Financial Officer. Before we begin, I would like to state that this call may contain some of the forward-looking statements, which are completely based upon the company's beliefs, opinions, and expectations as of today. The statements made in today's call are not a guarantee of future performance and also involve unforeseen risks and uncertainties. The company also undertakes no obligation to update any forward-looking statements to reflect development that occur after the statement is made. Documents relating to the company's financial performance, including the investor presentation, is already been uploaded on the stock exchange. With that, now I invite Dr. Santosh Sundararajan, sir, to state his opening remarks on the company's performance for the first quarter ended on June 30th, 2026. After that, we'll open our floor for the Q&A session. Thank you, and over to you, sir.
Thanks, Akhilesh. Good morning, everyone. It is my pleasure to welcome you to Vascon Engineers earnings conference call for the first quarter of FY27. Thank you for taking the time to join us today. I trust you've had an opportunity to review our financial results and the investor presentation available on the stock exchanges as well as the company's website. As we commence FY27, our key priorities remain clear: to accelerate project execution, strengthen our order book, improve cash flow efficiency, and maintain financial discipline across the businesses. On the EPC business, EPC continues to be the cornerstone of Vascon's growth strategy. Over the years, we have successfully delivered more than 225 projects covering over 45 million sq ft across India. Our integrated turnkey abilities, along with our in-house design and engineering expertise, continue to be an important differentiator for us in the market. During Q1 FY27, our focus remained on progressing our existing portfolio while simultaneously strengthening the pipeline for future quarters. As of June 30th, 2026, our total EPC order book stands at approximately 2,850 crore, comprising an external EPC order book of 2,531 crore and an internal order book of 319 crore. This represents about three times our FY26 EPC revenue and provides strong revenue visibility over the medium term. During the quarter, we secured a 295 crore order from CPWD for the construction of the RBI Colony in Guwahati. This further strengthens our presence in large government-led infrastructure projects. In addition, we further strengthened our EPC pipeline with an LOI worth 126 crore, excluding GST, from Maharashtra Public Works Department for the development of a 300-bedded general hospital at Wardha, Maharashtra. The LOI was received on August 12th, 2026. This opportunity further strengthens our presence in the healthcare and government infrastructure segment and adds to the visibility of our future order inflows. Looking ahead, we are targeting approximately 1,500 crore-2,000 crore of new EPC order intake during FY27. Our focus will remain on securing large and high-value civil construction projects from government as well as reputed private sector clients. On the execution, during the quarter, we did experience some moderation in EPC execution. The key factor was temporary cash flow constraints in two major government projects, which impacted the pace of execution and consequently revenue recognition during Q1 FY27. We consider this primarily a timing-related execution issue rather than a structural concern with our order book. Fund flows for the affected projects are expected to commence from August 2026, which will enable us to progressively ramp up our execution. At the same time, some projects awarded in earlier years are now approaching completion and therefore contributed relatively lower revenue during the quarter. The newer projects secured during FY26 and Q1 FY27 are still in initial stages of execution and are expected to make a more meaningful contribution from Q3 onwards. Our immediate priority, therefore, is to accelerate execution across the existing portfolio, ensure timely mobilization of resources, and convert our strong order book into revenue. Our strategic engagement with Adani Infra India Limited is also expected to support future order inflows and further strengthen our EPC order book over the medium term. Our strengthened banking relationship will also play an important role in supporting the next phase of growth. As of June 30, 2026, we had total sanctioned banking limits of approximately 760 crore, including fund-based and non-fund-based facilities. Of this, approximately 355 crore remains unutilized. This provides us with additional financial flexibility to mobilize resources, support project execution, and pursue opportunities as our order book continues to grow. Let me now spend a few minutes on our real estate business. We have set ourselves a clear long-term ambition of building towards an annual booking value of 1200 to 1500 crore by FY31. As outlined in our investor presentation, this forms an important part of our FY30-31 growth and acquisition strategy. To achieve this objective, we first needed to strengthen the capabilities required to build a business of this scale. Design, engineering, and construction execution have always been our core strength and remain deeply embedded in our DNA. However, building a scale real estate platform requires additional capabilities across business development, sales, marketing, quality, and customer experience. Over the last quarter, we have therefore focused on strengthening three key areas. Firstly, business development. We have strengthened the team to create a robust and de-risked project pipeline across our core micro markets of Mumbai and Pune. Our focus is on redevelopment opportunities as well as select joint venture, joint development greenfield projects. Sales and marketing. We have brought in senior leadership to strengthen our internal sales capabilities and further expand our channel partner network. Our objective is to build consistent month-on-month sales momentum across our live projects rather than relying predominantly on launch-led sales. Third is on quality and customer experience. We have onboarded a senior professional from the armed forces to strengthen quality control throughout the construction cycle and enhance the overall customer experience, including handover and post-handover building and services management. These are strategic capability investments and we expect their full benefits to become increasingly visible over the next few quarters. Importantly, we are already seeing encouraging early traction. Against a total booking value of 113 crore achieved in FY26, we recorded 66 crore of booking value in Q1 FY27 alone. During the quarter, we recorded new sales booking of approximately 30,690 square feet, while total collections were approximately 20 crores. Orchids witnessed a meaningful improvement in sales momentum, recording approximately 38 crore of booking value during Q1 FY27, taking the cumulative bookings to approximately 87 crore. We also launched Tranquil Heights in Powai during the second week of June, and the initial market response has been encouraging. Separately, for Prakash in Santa Cruz West, we have received the required approvals, including RERA approval, and expect to launch the project shortly. Our near-term pipeline also includes Tower of Future in Baner, Pashan, Pune and the Ajanta redevelopment opportunity in Kharadi. Together with Prakash, these projects represent approximately 1.74 million square feet of saleable area with an estimated sales value of around 2,000 crore, of which approximately 1,000 crore is attributable to Vascon. In terms of new project acquisitions, while no transaction has been assigned at this stage, we have several active opportunities under discussion. We continue to follow a selective and disciplined approach and are working towards converting some of these opportunities over the next 2 to 3 quarters. Our objective is clear to build a healthy, high quality and de-risk project pipeline that can support launches from FY28 onwards. At the same time, we will remain disciplined in capital allocation and project selection. Operationally, our focus will remain on three key priorities. First is accelerating the launch of projects already in our pipeline. Second is achieving the price points embedded in our underwriting rather than pursuing volumes at the expense of value. Third, ensuring timely execution with a strong emphasis on construction quality and customer experience. Alongside this, we will continue to focus on improving collections and maintaining financial discipline across the portfolio. We believe that these strengthened capabilities combined with our established design, engineering and execution strength provide a solid foundation to scale our real estate business in a measured, sustainable and value-accretive manner over the coming years. I'll carry on. Let me now take you through the financial performance of the company. The company reported consolidated revenue from operations of 152 crore compared to 221 crore in Q1, this Q1 compared to Q1 last year. The decline was primarily attributable to lower EPC execution during the quarter, which has been discussed earlier. Consolidated EBITDA stood at 10 crore compared with 34 crore in Q1 FY26. It is important to note that in Q1 FY26, we had an 18 crore of profit from the sale of an investment. Excluding this one-time gain, Q1 FY26 EBITDA stood at approximately 15 crore. On this adjusted basis, the EBITDA margin for Q1 FY27 was approximately 6%, broadly in line with the corresponding quarter last year. Profit after tax stood at 2 crore compared to 22 crore in Q1 FY26. The moderation in profitability was primarily due to the lower revenue base during the quarter, coupled with the impact of the one-time investment gain recorded in Q1 FY26. At the segment level, the EPC business remained profitable during the quarter. EPC revenue stood at approximately 148 crore compared with 203 crore in Q1 FY26. EBITDA stood at approximately 13 crore, translating into an EBITDA margin of around 9% compared to 8% in Q1 FY26. This demonstrates that despite the lower execution volume during the quarter, the EPC business continues to maintain healthy project level profitability. The real estate segment reported revenue of approximately 4 crore with an EBITDA loss of approximately 4 crore. This was primarily due to the timing of project revenue recognition and the associated costs. From a balance sheet perspective, net debt stood at approximately 152 crore as of June 30, 2026. We remain focused on improving liquidity, optimizing our funding structure and enhancing cash flows efficiency as project execution improves. Looking ahead, we expect financial performance to improve progressively as the current execution constraints are addressed. While Q1 FY27 was impacted by execution timing and lower operating leverage, our underlying fundamentals remain supported by a strong 2850 crore order book and healthy government project mix, strengthened banking support and a growing real estate pipeline. Our key priorities for the remainder of FY27 are to accelerate EPC execution, further strengthen the order book, improve liquidity and cash flow efficiency, and scale the real estate business in a disciplined and value-accretive manner. We remain focused on converting our strong order book and project pipeline into sustainable growth and improve profitability over the coming quarters. With that, I would like to thank you once again for joining us today. We now welcome your questions. Thank you.
Thank you very much. We will now begin the question and answer session. Anyone who wishes to ask a question may press star and one on the touchtone telephone. If you wish to remove yourself from the question queue, you may press star and two. Participants are requested to use handsets while asking a question. Ladies and gentlemen, we'll wait for a moment while the question queue assembles. The first question is from the line of Himanshu Upadhyay from Stratford. Please go ahead.
Yeah, hi. Good morning. My first question was on real estate project. Am I audible?
There is some disturbance.
Yeah, if you can be a little bit louder, yeah.
Yeah, so my first question was on the real estate projects. Okay.
Yeah.
We are from the projects what we have sold, the pending collection is around 116 crores and the value of unsold inventory is around 414 crore. I am looking at your slide 35 and 34. Okay.
Right.
And how much is the construction spend pending to complete these projects? So what can be the cash flows from these projects over the next 2 to 3 years?
So the for us, all the EBITDA on our real estate projects or our gross profit on the real estate projects still continue to remain in the range of about 25% to 30%. We have about 50% of the balance as construction cost of the balance cash flows, 300 crores. So out of this 400 plus 116, we have about 300 crore as pending construction cost. You would still get 220 crore as free cash flows.
Okay. Okay. And one more thing, in last 1 year, okay, if we look at our balance sheet, okay, the debt has increased quite materially. But if I look at on EPC projects, we have not got any big projects for which we need to pay a substantial money, okay? Or the order book has been continuously flattish or not grown at all, okay? So where has most of this cash flow gone? Because the value of projects, and if you look at it on the real estate, the added and let's say 135 crores, what net debt we would have added on real estate, the operating cash flows or final cash flows from that projects may also not be 135 crore. So where has a substantial amount of capital gone in the business? Some thoughts on that will be helpful.
Yeah, your observation is correct, but at the same time, if you look at that, if you do comparison between March 26 vis-a-vis June 26, the significant increase in the debt portion happened due to the EPC. So if you look at that, CC limit has been drastically, utilization of the CC limit has been quite significantly increased because a couple of projects are there. There is a two aspects. There are a couple of projects are there, which is a milestone basis payment. Unless you reach to that milestone, you have to pump the money and reach to that level of milestone, then only you are entitled to get your bill certified, number one. Number two, over last couple of years, to 4-5 years, we used to get a very healthy working capital cycle of 45 days, net working capital cycle of 45 days. But over last 6 months or something more, due to some geopolitical instability, local issues and all these things, we are seeing that net working capital cycle has been increased from 45 days to almost 65 to 70 days. So there are also some kind of stretches happening, but we are quite sure we are seeing the light at the end of the tunnel, that things are getting pretty improved. So that is the, so we, this working capital cycle also will be aligned to the back earlier system. But temporarily, that condition has happened to keep the momentum of the project. But in overall, if you look at that, obviously the real estate also needs some capital to infuse. Without capital infusion, you can't have the real estate project keep going. So initial capital.
No, I agree to that. But if I am looking more from March 25 to June 26, not on the one quarter, I understand some days it may happen. But
obviously,
from last
to June 26, there is some capital infusion happened in the real estate, and in currently some capital infusion has been gone into the EPC also. It is a blended in both the cases. But still, if you look at our overall debt equity ratio, is not significant, but quite pretty well within the limit. And we are strive to maintain that balance as it is. So initial, the once the project will kick off nicely, sales will keep on happening, the ratio will be better off, and this debt burden will be reduced.
No, I agree to your net debt to equity is low, but see, our profitability on the EPC side is only 10-12%, okay?
That's right.
And
it is a
we have to take a substantial debt, and the debt is also not low cost debt. We are getting at 5-6%. Generally, our debts are nearly double digit or low double digits, okay? So in that type of scenario, my profitability remains low, and then my return on capital. See, at some point of time, I also want the company to be highly capital efficient, or let's say try to aspire to at least 15-16% return on equity. So from those perspective, the question was there. Okay.
Absolutely. No, so on EPC, even today, you will get much more than 15-16% return on equity. These are short-term debts, which, you know, we have to, sometimes we have an option of drawing down advance from the client. Most government projects, even today, offer you advance at about 12% interest only. And so what happens is then we have to put in a BG. They expect you to put about 10-15% higher BG limits to draw down on those advances. And we are anyway paying interest. But if we had taken that, you know, those would actually not come as a debt. Those would come as a project advance and get recovered from the project. So sometimes it's not visible as debt. So for a couple of projects this time, you know, we took a call to take short-term debt from outside rather than avail certain advances available from the client. We also have a project where there is no advance available from the client. So these are, but these costs are factored in our budget as far as the project profitability is concerned. And for EPC, these are very short-term debts which will be rolled over in a matter of 6 to 8 months as our project kicks off and the, you know, cash flows come. The other aspect on the real estate side, of course, the debt will be a longer debt which will, you know, get paid back over a period of the project over 2-3 years. But you are right, and the ROI on EPC is very well, you know, under control, and in fact it will be well more than 15%.
And that 65 days of working capital, what is the requirement? Is it, or what has increased from 45 to 65? Is it mainly because of the two projects which are not moving? Or in other projects also the working capital has increased? So is it...
No, not for other projects. These two projects, obviously, now these projects are also getting shaped properly. And there are a couple of projects which is at the fag end of the completion. So final bill certification takes its own sweet time to get it done.
Okay. Okay. And generally, what would be the completion timeline for the residential projects, what we are having right now?
The real estate ones?
Yeah, yeah.
So, I think I'll let Ravish answer. Each one is different.
Each project is different. So, the current Santa Cruz project, we're planning to, we're targeting to complete by the end of this financial year. That's Orchids. Powai is a 36-month kind of a development because it's a three basements plus ground plus 22-storied building. It's a 70-meter high rise. So that's a 3-year development, and the Prakash Society redevelopment again is a ground plus 8 kind of a structure. So that's again a 24-month. So each project is different.
Okay, okay. And one more thing. See, today when we are looking on the residential real estate side, okay, every builder in Bombay wants to double or triple the revenue line in next 4 to 5 years, okay, and everybody is going into redevelopment left, right and center, okay. How, and we don't have any inventory on our hand, okay, means to launch or something quickly recapture. So we have to acquire more projects, okay, or a significant number of projects in next 2 years to reach what we are trying to aim, yearly revenue of 1,000 crores in next 4 years.
Right.
How viable is that in terms of getting projects at the decent margins, okay? Because the intensity of competition seems to be pretty high, and every developer, if I speak to Bombay, the aspiration is to double or at least double the revenue on the redevelopment side.
That's
so
right.
Just difficult to understand, and with our limited balance sheet, how are you thinking?
Fair point, and I think the aspiration and the ambition is likewise the way you mentioned it. Bombay is a pretty large market when it comes to redevelopment, and we already have had a presence in both the western suburbs as well as the central suburbs. So the two projects that we acquired about 2 years back, and where we have come fairly in execution on the first project and to be launched in the second one, that has given us a fair amount of visibility as well as a lot of trust in the local markets to say that these guys are quick with execution and their quality is in good shape and etc. etc. So that gives us a lot of scope when it comes to business development, because delivery story is the most important factor when society is going for redevelopment, because you know they're giving their houses up. So that's been working in our favor. From a target, we're also looking at those locations where we are already present. So western suburbs between the Bandra Khar to about Juhu Andheri is where our key focus has been, and we are having a significant pipeline of projects already there. Similarly, on the central suburbs as well, we are looking at doing anywhere between Sion till about JVLR, where we already have a presence in Powai right now. So we are not strengthening business development beyond the current set of geographies that we have identified for ourselves. Second is from a competition that is there, fair point that the competition is intense both from the local developers as well as the large developers. But if you look at our narrative that we have shared with you, we are looking at projects with a minimum GDV of at least about 250 to 300 crores. And for that, the investment generally is about 10 to 15% upfront. And in projects where you have 500 to 750 crores, the large developers are kind of not looking at these. So these are the 1 to 2 acre development where the societies are very keen to have listed developers with grade A quality construction and construction background as well. So that's been helping us. So this has been the key area that we have been looking at.
See, Manjula, just to add in that, at the another part of this thing, what you are talking about, the Bombay developers are quite aggressive to make his 1x, 2x, 3x kind of thing. If you look at slide number 26, we are also aspiring the same kind of growth on the way. And we are pretty confident to achieve that kind of growth.
So, I mean, to be honest, it's a bit easier for us because our base currently is low. So for us to grow from 100 crore and double, you know, over the next 3-4 years is a must for us to even see reasonable profits in the real estate business. We did that to EPC already 3 years ago. You know, once we reach 700,000-800,000, then to continue to grow at 40% and 50% would be a big challenge. From here, because our base is very low on the real estate side, I think doubling is a minimum that we need to set ourselves.
But at the same time, what is the base for the last year? If you talk about the total sell value of the booking value of the last year, already we are very close to achieve that number as of now. So still 7 good months is still there to catch up this number.
And one last thing, on the 80 crore what we have raised, okay, through preferential issue, what is the application of that capital, or how are we thinking to use that capital in, let's say, next 6 to 9 months?
It's a combination of all three for general corporate purposes a little bit, but primarily, you know, for real estate and a little bit for the EPC working capital as well.
And eventually, if you, that 80 crore is not an upfront kind of thing. This is a warrant which is having a time horizon of 18 months to pump to get this money done. So the first tranche already happened. That minimum the 25% capital infusion that has already happened. And what Mr. Santosh told about, we are in line with that kind of investment and putting all this sector making strong.
Okay. Thank you from my side.
Thank you. Participants who wish to ask questions may press star and one at this time. The next question is from the line of Kunal Shah, an individual investor. Please go ahead.
Thank you for the opportunity, sir. So my first question is on the EPC side. You had mentioned in the investor presentation that there are two government projects which are currently facing some cash flow related issues. So, could you please provide some clarity on which projects these belongs to?
They were the Bihar Supol project in Bihar and the Sindhudur project in Maharashtra, two projects that were to give us a high run rate of revenue over the last 5 to 6 months. You know, they have been held back for some cash flow issues from the client side. So that is why even in our Q4 last year and Q1 this year, we faced the brunt of lower revenue than what we should have done. But now both these projects are, you know, the issues are sorted and the cash flows are available with our clients. So we expect them to ramp up immediately over the next 1-2 months itself.
Okay. So there will be no further delays now in this?
Yeah. These two are now back on track.
All right. Thanks for the clarity on that. The next question, probably if I may ask, is on the ongoing projects that are nearing the completion. So, and the revenue recognition is pending. So, could you please specify which projects are these, and if we can expect a meaningful portion of the pending revenue to be recognized in the quarter two?
In second half of this year, you will find, I mean, over this next 3 quarters, we will be targeting to complete both our Coimbatore project and our TOA, Tower of Ascent commercial project in Kharadi. So these two real estate projects, we are targeting to achieve the OC within this year. And we are also actually targeting to do it for Orchid Santa Cruz. That's a little bit of a tight task, but we've taken it as a target as well. So if all of these three get done, we will see a good amount of revenue recognition this year in real estate.
But so it won't be in the quarter two, it most likely in the Q3 or Q4.
That's right. I mean, Orchid will definitely be only in Q4 if it happens. Coimbatore and TOA will also come Q3, Q4, not in Q2.
Okay, understood. Next question probably, sir, on the order book side, that remains largely unchanged. We have been seeing the investor presentation, the projects like Vedanta, Mumbai High Rise. So could you just help us understand the reason for the slow progress on these projects? Is this the delay primarily due to the pending payments from the client side? Or can you just throw some light on this?
No, as I said, couple of like Vedanta project was stuck for a long period. You know, the client had also shifted focus elsewhere and we were not doing much work. There were cash flows that were pending from the client. But even that project now they are keen to finish it. So we have started, we have scaled up there and we have started, you know, billing again. So that project also we hope to finish over the next, this financial year for sure. Other than that, as we said, you know, couple of projects have been very slow and so you would not see their order value or their order backlog diminishing. But going forward now at this point of time, all the projects in hand are progressing well except the one Royal Rides in Goa has not taken off and the Vashi Hospital which we backed a few months ago has not kicked off. So these two EPC projects, the order backlog remains, the entire order value remains as order backlog because we haven't done much work at site in both these locations as the projects haven't kicked off.
Okay. So these projects that you mentioned probably are going to kick off probably in the second half of the year.
So this Vashi one seems to be, the client has been now talking to us to mobilize and start some work shortly. There were some political or local level issues which they were sorting out. So we, you know, weren't offered the funds to start work. But I think as it stands, they seem to have sorted that out and so that project should start in this coming quarter itself. Royal Rides, still no feedback from the client when they want to start it. So it remains stalled as of now. We don't know when it will start. But the Vashi one will start now.
All right. Thanks for this clarity, sir. I just have one last question if I may squeeze in. Just wanted to understand the status of that 225 crores Royal Rides. I know that you mentioned this in the previous, while answering the previous question. So could you just update on, as in, what exactly stage are we in on this project and how much revenue has been recognized from this order so far?
We are at a very ground level. Some ground leveling work and some basic development as work has been done. But since there is not much progress from the client to tie up some certain other back-end integration also, the project has not moved as per the required thing. So revenue recognition are hardly 10-12 crore kind of revenue has been recognized.
15 crores. Mm-hmm. We are about 15 crores. Basically, whatever initial mobilization and initial groundwork as Somnath mentioned. But after that, we have stalled. The project is stalled because it's part of a much bigger project as far as the client is concerned. It's a ropeway project which is on a BOT basis. So I think some other vendors are being tied up by the client at this point of time.
Okay, so this particular project is then cancelled from our end or how are we seeing it?
We don't want to call it cancelled yet, but at the same time, you know, there is no go-ahead from the client. So for this financial year, let's just assume there will be no revenue coming. Now the conservative side, let's just assume that, you know, the next three quarters, we don't see revenue from this project.
Okay. And then what is your thinking on this particular project then? How do you see, are there any chances that the project might come to us or it will go to other vendors?
No, the project is already with us. It has been awarded to us. So the question of it going away doesn't arise. It is a matter, as I said, it's a much bigger, it's a 2,000 odd crore investment by the client on a BOT basis to set up a ropeway and then, you know, set up all the facilities around it to operate it. What we had got was just one admin building out of this entire investment that our client needs to make. And so until he ties up other things and, you know, his takes the project on in full swing, but there is no question of the project starting and this building going to someone else, unless we decide we don't want to do it. So it remains an order, it remains a live order. We don't say it's a cancelled order or any such thing, but as I said, for the purpose of estimating anything in this financial year, we do not want to take any revenue coming from there.
Got it. Thank you so much for answering all the questions. All the best.
Thank you.
The next question is from the line of Chaitanya Mundra, an individual investor. Please go ahead.
Hello. Thanks for the opportunity, sir. Sir, my question is, what is the reason behind Reliance order cancelled?
So the Reliance team, you know, when we awarded the order, their design was based on a non-MyOne method of construction. Eventually, they also made quite a few changes to the design after awarding us the order, and they shifted directly to a different concept, including MyOne and other things. And the rates at which we had quoted for concrete, for example, were totally different to what it would mean if the method of construction had changed. And so, you know, in the mutual, because the whole concept and design had changed, we mutually, it was beneficial for us to, in fact, not go ahead with the execution. So it was, in a way, a mutually decided thing.
Okay. Okay. And last year, we have company has promised that the top line was 200 crores. And this year, target?
Sorry, top line of?
Top line is 1200 crore. In the previous con call, company has promised that they will achieve around 1200 crore or 1300 crores. So since the numbers are not good for Q1, so what is the new target for this financial year?
No, so this financial year, we still target to achieve 1200 crores because we do expect 200 plus revenue coming from real estate as well, which did not come in last year. So on the EPC side, even now, we've had our internal reviews. The first quarter, as explained, you know, in my address as well as by Somnath, the first quarter has been bad for various reasons. However, no, structurally there is no, you know, loss of project or anything hampering any of our order pipeline except the Royal Ride one, which remains stagnant, which is just 200 crores. So we are seeing that executions have ramped up at all our sites. So EPC should do, if not better than last year, at least equal to last year, which is, you know, 900 plus. We hope to achieve 1,000 crore on EPC itself this year. And real estate, as we said, three projects are going to be completed. So we will be getting real estate revenue recognition also. So we are still, in spite of just doing 150 crore this quarter. See, our real estate revenue will come only in Q4 all of a sudden. Till then, we will not see it. So we are still confident that we can achieve 1,200.
And so typically in EPC business, what you will say that Q1, Q2 comprise 40% and Q3, Q4 comprise 60% of the estimated top line of the year. But this year Q1, Q2 comprise 30% and Q3, Q4 will comprise 70% of the top line. That's because
and
whatever the progress slow progress is going on, that is now picking up nicely. So we are pretty confident that we'll catch up the number.
And the operating profit margin, sir?
It is dependent on the volume. If you look at the ratio, EPC ratio has not declined. The operating profit number declined due to the volume gain. But ratio remains
profit, at the gross profit level, in all our EPC on an average, we are still at, you know, between 13% and 15%. And this, if we execute 1,000 crore over the year, you will see that our, you know, PBT numbers come closer to 10, 8, 9 at least. As of now, it looks low, obviously, because the volume of execution is very low.
Okay. And last question is, what is the status of Adani projects? When the numbers will be coming on financial?
I wish I knew the answer to that question, but we have been engaging with them on at least, you know, 3 or 4 projects at this point of time. Since they have this early engagement model, they have, you know, chosen their partners at a very early stage, which is not normally what the developers do. So we were also surprised to note that we are on board at a stage where, you know, they haven't even finished their conceptual design, frozen the design, and then going for approvals. So these processes in real estate always take more than a year, couple of years sometimes, and they have brought us on board at a very, you know, at that kind of a nascent stage. We are participating with them on all these projects and giving input for constructability, and you know, so that their idea is that they want the contractor to be part of this design journey so that we do not have any execution surprises at a later date, and we are able to be their partner rather than a vendor who is chosen at a later date. So to that aspect, you know, to be fair, it's been nice engaging with them so far, contributing as much as we can theoretically. But to hit ground and start construction, I don't see it happening again next 6 months, so I don't want to forecast anything. We thought we would get revenue this year, but it looks like it might go to maybe Q4 or next year because certain approvals are still pending.
Okay. Thank you, sir. All the best.
Thank you.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Soumen, an individual investor. Please go ahead.
Hi, am I audible?
Yeah.
Okay. Thank you for giving me the opportunity. So I have only one question. In April, the company approved a preference issue of up to 2 crore convertible warrants. Could management help us to understand the primary objective behind this fundraise and how this fund are being deployed?
So one, see, we did have a strategic investor who was interested in picking equity in the company and guiding us. He's been very helpful in, you know, sort of bringing certain contacts and guiding us to certain projects. And he's very bullish on the company and is also very, you know, has a lot of contacts in the market who can help us grow. So along with him, of course, our promoter family also wanted to increase their holdings and not, you know, lose their percentage of holdings if there is a new participation. So they also decided to subscribe to the warrants. So with these two, you know, parties willing to fund and put in money into the company, and then we were looking to do a QIP a year or two ago, so funds are always welcome. We're in a place where real estate is targeting to grow aggressively, so we would always be needing funds on the real estate side, a little bit on the EPC as well. So, and as Somnath pointed out, this 80 crore is not coming in one shot. It's going to come over a period of 18 months, so it's going to be in trickles, and as and when it comes at that point of time, whatever the real estate, so we have declared that we would be using it, you know, almost 60%, 70% for real estate and a little bit for EPC and a little bit for corporate purposes. Every time, you know, the warrant are due and funds are available, we will then decide at that point of time in line with this prediction.
Okay. Thank you so much, sir.
Thank you.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Vedant Sarkot, an individual investor. Please go ahead.
Hello, thank you for the opportunity. Am I audible?
Yes.
Yeah. So just one question from my side. Could you give us an update on the Thane land parcel? Has the acquisition being processed or completed? Or is it still pending?
It is under process but still not completed.
The government corridor acquisition?
No, no news on the government corridor acquisition over the last 3 to 6 months. We are waiting for some decision from them. And on the other acquisition on the roadside, which we are targeting to get a continuous parcel, work is going on. We have people at site who are trying to acquire pieces. We have done a little bit of progress, but it's much slower than what we'd hoped for also in terms of negotiating and closing parcels. So work is going on. No immediate timeline to say that we will have a continuous parcel to work on, at least a year plus from here.
Okay. And also, what will be the value of the land?
The Ready Retina values or the acquisition value of government, we were told, is in the range of, you know, 6 crore per acre. So, yeah, we hold 45% of that 150 crores. Of course, the corridor is only going to acquire about 40% of the 150 crores, roughly. And so that would only mean about, you know, 60 acres, out of which 25 acres would belong to Vascon if that happens.
Okay, sir. Thank you so much and all the best for time ahead.
Thank you.
Thank you. Participants who wish to ask questions may press star and one now. As there are no further questions from the participants, I now hand the conference over to Dr. Santosh Sundarajan for closing comments.
Thank you everyone for your questions and taking time to join us today. To conclude, our focus will remain on accelerating project execution, strengthening our pipeline and improving our cash flow, as well as you know, scaling up the real estate business. We have a strong EPC order book. We will be definitely booking 1500 to 2000 crore as a target for this year as well, and we remain confident in our ability to grow progressively from here on. This has been one of the worst quarters we've had over the last 3 to 4 years, but I think there's nothing structurally wrong that has led to that. It is just a matter of execution, and all the projects, in fact, remain in our hands. So we're looking forward to achieve the target we have set for ourselves this year. And thanks again, and see you all next quarter.
Thank you. On behalf of Vascon Engineers, that concludes this conference. Thank you for joining us, and you may now disconnect your line.